Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Don't forget to check out our blog. The knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. The newsletter, Small Business Advocate newsletter, is there. Subscribe to that, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. We're celebrating the 11th anniversary of that publication. Never missed an edition in 11 years. Every Sunday afternoon. And, of course, we have a poll question that we ask you on the homepage every week. We ask a different question. Want to know what you think, so check that out. Tim Berry is with us. He's our guest and our good friend, longtime original member of our Brain Trust, founder of Palo Alto Software, author of the outstanding book Hurdle on Business Planning. Also, your new book, Tim, the brand-new book on 21st Century Business Planning. Remind us about the title of that.
The Plan As You Go business plan is about keeping it flexible and alive and reviewing it, making it easier and smaller to do with the assumption that it will help you manage change, and it's going to change.
Folks, if you earlier in the hour I talked about, you know, you having to adapt your business to the realities of the marketplace. If Tim Berry can write a book like that about business planning, if he can alter his approach to business planning to meet the realities of the second decade of the 21st century like that, you can, I promise you, you can adjust your business as well. Speaking of adjusting our businesses, Tim, you have another myth. We're talking about myths or lies that we tell ourselves. What's another one?
Yeah, it's another whole class of myth. And interesting, we have to be careful with this because there's some truth here, but it gets dangerously misapplied. And that's the myth of passion and persistence is all you need to make your business successful.
Yeah.
And what bothers me there is you can be giving people horribly bad advice when, say, you and I, who tend to be out sometimes on the podium giving advice, this myth of, oh, if you're just passionate about it, if you just keep going, leads to horrible heartache. And I think what we have to say there is, well, you need that, but that's not enough. You have to be doing something that has value to other people. You can't just make it happen because you care.
Well, you know,
you
I
have
talked
to also make it real.
I talked about this a little bit in the previous half hour. A golf pro will tell you that if you have a fundamentally flawed swing and you practice your backside off, all you're doing is reinforcing bad behavior.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Yeah,
and
exactly.
So if you're passionate, and folks, I've been here, I've been there, I've been. I mean, nobody has had more passion. No, there isn't anybody who's more persistent and pugnacious as I am about accomplishing what I want to accomplish. But I have been where I was pugnacious with the wrong fundamentals, and I wasn't making progress. I had to fix the fundamentals.
And you know, people. I mean, you did. You fixed the fundamentals. Your passion and persistence helped, but you also changed, right? And where I really get worried is these are lives sometimes. I've seen a couple people who just kept going no matter what and kept going no matter what, and you lose your house, you lose your relationships, and the business isn't going to prosper because there's some fatal flaw like, I don't know. I knew one person who was selling greeting cards and was going to sell greeting cards no matter. I mean, hell was going to freeze over and she would have the welcome to hell greeting card.
Yeah.
But nobody was going to buy them ever, any. And somebody need, you know, there's a something called, are you aware of the syndrome CDD?
No.
Clue deficit disorder.
So she not only was clueless, she didn't suspect anything, huh?
Yeah, right. And there's where the whole passion and persistence thing bothers me, because sometimes people are listening who are deciding whether or not they quit their job, and there's a lot of potential heartache. I'm always saying, yes, passion and persistence. Do what you love what you do. take time to do a business plan, too.
See, this
take
is...
time to think about whether there's actually a there. Is it going to give people something they want to pay for?
See, this is what happens when I hear somebody tell me they want to go into this business or that business, and they ask me what I think, and I say, well, what's your experience in that industry? Oh, I don't have any experience in that industry. I just have always liked that. I've always wanted to do that or whatever. And I said, well, they said, what do you think? I said, well, I think you should go get a job in that industry. I think
totally
you should
agree.
Go work in that industry. I think you should go learn about the fundamentals, the dynamics, the ethics, the behaviors, the practices, what's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because go spend somebody else's money making your mistakes. And, you know, you'd be amazed how many people don't like that advice.
Oh, I know. I'm not surprised how many people don't like that advice.
Because they want their own business now.
And I've seen that happen. There's one string of coffee houses in Bend, Oregon, started by a guy who was a student of mine and left school. I mean, he graduated, but after graduation, he knew he couldn't start his own coffee roasting business.
Yeah.
So he went right over to Bend, Oregon, and became an employee of a coffee roasting business for 3 years. And 4 years after he graduated from school, he had his first location, and now he has three locations,
yeah.
And he's serving Whole Foods. And
yeah.
he took exactly that path. It does happen. And some people, when they have the self-knowledge and the vision to, this interests me,
right.
But I want to learn about it, that can be a good path.
That's exactly right. And of course, then
passion and persistence doesn't do it without some good decisions and some good planning and making the right choice.
But you got to have both, don't you? You got to have, you and I both know there are times when we wouldn't have made it. We had all the fundamentals right, but we wouldn't have made it if we hadn't been persistent.
Oh, absolutely. There's still that 2 a.m. time when you hate what you're doing, but you deliver at 9 a.m.
Right.
And
yep.
You can't quit because it isn't good enough. And with all of this, that's why you have to have passion
when
and persistence.
When you look in the mirror in the morning and you say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. Tim Berry is with us, folks. PaloAltoSoftware.com, bplans.com, also timberry.com. You can find all the cool things that he writes about all the time. If you're not following Tim Berry on his website, his blog, and on Twitter and all the other stuff, if you're not following Tim, you are missing an incredible educational opportunity. Stay with us, Tim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.